The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Amy, and welcome to my podcast, Aims for the Future, where I discuss some of my personal experiences. This episode is by far the heaviest one yet, as I shall be talking to you about my experience of being left stranded in Dublin Airport by my first boyfriend. To give you a bit of backstory, in May 2023, we met over Twitter and immediately bonded over our shared love for Ariana Grande. I was absolutely over the moon to have found someone to discuss her music with. Our first conversation began in the evening and continued on into the early hours of the morning. I had never felt so at ease when talking to a person before. A few days passed where we didn't talk, but would still like each other's posts. And then we spoke again, this time for 9 hours total. This conversation was different though, as we didn't just talk primarily about Ariana Grande. We really got to know each other on a deeper level, which drew me closer to him. The following day, we got into a relationship. And looking back now, we should have taken more time to get to know one another, before rushing into the roles of boyfriend and girlfriend. But at the time, I was far too excited to even consider that for a second. I had never had a boyfriend before, simply because no boy had ever shown interest in me. So this was a big deal. Throughout the course of our relationship, we spent a decent amount of time together. He visited me in July and August, and in October I stayed with him and his family in Ireland for the first time. In December, I made the brave decision to travel to Ireland once again, but independently this time. This trip was only meant to last 3 days, but on the night I was due to fly back to England, all hell broke loose. I ended up missing my flight home and having to beg my ex-boyfriend to convince his parents to allow me to stay an extra night at their house. As soon as I was told by him that that wasn't happening, and the thought of being stuck in the airport alone overnight entered my brain, I had the biggest panic attack of my entire life. Words cannot describe how consumed with fear I was. I kept going up to every staff member I could find, begging them to help me find a flight home. But it was so close to Christmas, and the majority of the staff were drinking, so they weren't all in the right frame of mind. My phone kept ringing every few minutes, as my family were desperate to help me out of the horrifying situation I'd found myself in. There were so many moments where I genuinely thought I was either A, dying, or B, about to pass out due to the stress I was under. After countless back and forth phone calls between my family and my ex-boyfriend's family, I was finally rescued from the airport by my ex-boyfriend and his dad. But the car ride home was far from pleasant. I cried my eyes out in the back of the car, and the pair of them ignored my existence until we made our way back to their house. When his dad parked up outside the house, I felt yet another strong wave of anxiety wash over me. I had no idea what to expect when walking through the front door, but I told myself I had no choice. It was either stay in a house where I knew I wasn't welcome, or nothing. When we got inside, my ex-boyfriend told me to go and sit down in the dining room while he made us tea. I remember taking a seat at the table and glancing around the room, trying to take in the events of the night. He eventually joined me at the table and then proceeded to tell me that he was considering calling the relationship quits. After everything that's happened tonight, I don't know if we should stay together, he said. I'd never seen him look so serious before. But if we do break up, we can still be friends. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I'd just been left stranded in an airport for almost 3 hours, in a country I hardly knew, by someone I thought loved me so much, and someone I loved very deeply. Now he was dropping this on me, and all I wanted to do was break down in tears. The next following hours were incredibly confusing, as he kept playing with my emotions. One minute he wanted physical affection from me, and the next he was cold and distant. It was around 1 in the morning when my head finally hit the pillow. I kept tossing and turning in his bed, desperately trying to fall asleep but failing miserably. My body eventually relaxed enough to let me sleep, but I woke up at 4 a.m. to the sound of my alarm going off. As soon as I opened my eyes, The events of the night before hit me all over again. And then the realization that I had a plane to catch in less than 2 hours. I quickly rushed out of bed, grabbed whatever clothes I could find in my suitcase, got changed, packed my things, and made my way downstairs. My ex's dad was stood there by the front door with an unimpressed look on his face. My ex joined us downstairs not long after, and then we got in his dad's car and made our way back to the airport. The thought of being in there again made me sick, but I knew I had to do it in order to return home to my mum, who was going out of her mind with worry. My ex and I said our goodbyes inside the airport, and that was the last time I ever spoke to him in person. We broke up a few weeks later. The flight home back to England was surprisingly peaceful. I slept for most of it, as my body was absolutely shattered. I felt a strong sense of relief once I knew I was in Southampton, as that meant I didn't have long left of my journey home. I stayed wide awake on the boat crossing, and once I was off the boat, I felt so much safer. I found my mum in the car park and gave her the tightest hug you can think of. Then I told her everything on the way back to our house. I slept for several hours once we got home. My mind and body needed the escape. The next week was what was the most depressing week I'd had in a long time. I didn't want to go anywhere or speak to anyone. I felt completely traumatised by what had happened. Since then, I have come such a long way. I still have some anxiety around travelling, and I doubt the trauma of what happened will ever fully leave me, but I am so proud of everything I have gone on to accomplish. Thank you so much for listening.